Welcome to News Video Clip. Anti-abortion Republicans are losing their minds. And that's because Planned Parenthood and other clinics that provide birth control and abortion care to women are very likely to get their Medicaid funding restored on July 4th. That means poor women will finally be able to have those services again. And it's really ironic because we have an anti-abortion Republican congresswoman named Kat Kamik, and she was on the Tara Palamary podcast admitting that she had an abortion for an ectopic pregnancy, even though she votes for anti-abortion laws. Let's watch the video.
ER. And they gave me two options. They said you can either do the surgery, which because of where this ectopic is, you will likely lose your uterus, or you can do a shot of methotrexate, which is a cancer drug. And the whole deal with methotrexate was it stops your the chemical from continuing to produce. And so I go into the ER and they bring me back. And then all of a sudden it was like, wait, we have questions. And I'm like, oh boy. And that started me down a path of really understanding how broken, one, the system is, and two, how politics has really, really endangered a lot of women's lives in very vulnerable moments.
Okay, yes, politics has endangered a lot of women's lives. And that's because you, Kat, you're the one who's been voting for those anti-abortion laws. You're the one who's been placing women's lives in danger, you hypocrite. All right, let's watch more of the video.
I mean, when you met that resistance with doctors, did you think to yourself, we got to change this law? Like, you're an educated, eloquent congresswoman. Imagine if you didn't know the law. You were just a regular person, perhaps coming from a disadvantaged background. You get the same sort of diagnosis. How do you convince your doctors that it's worth the penalty? I mean, they could be fined like $5,000. They can use their medical license, that it's worth it to risk their professions to save your life.
So in my case, and I know there's been a lot of different circumstances that women have faced on this. And the entire time that this went on, from the minute I took that pregnancy test to the minute I found myself in the ER, I kept telling my husband, what about the women who don't have a doctor? And right. What about the women who don't have a car to get to the ER? And what about, and I must have asked that question to him 30 times.
Yes, let's ask that question one more time, Kat. What about those poor women who cannot afford a doctor, who cannot afford transportation? Kat Kamik, you're the one who's been voting for abortion laws to make those women's lives a living hell. That's on you. You voted for that.
As we sat there, and this is, again, my experience, and I know women have had many different experiences. As I was in the ER, the nurse who was taking care of us, she was, you know, very kind, and she said, listen, there's going to be a bit of a delay. There's some stuff that admin has to figure out. And I said, what's going on? And she said, well, according to the law, if we give you a shot of methotrexate, we are going to be held liable. And the doctor is very concerned. And I said, I'm 5 weeks. The law says 6. And I'm 5 weeks. There is no heartbeat. And this is very clearly a, you know, danger to the life of the mother situation. And she said, oh, no, I know that. But she turned, and then she takes her phone and she shows me an advertisement that was from a group that said that any nurse, technician, doctor that had helped any woman who was miscarrying or having an ectopic, that they would go to jail.
All right. So there you go. There's Kat Kamik. She is living the hell that she helped create for other women. What an astounding hypocrite. She should have taken the opportunity to apologize to women, but she didn't. unbelievable. What an arrogant son of a bitch. All right, now we're going to go over to CNBC, and host Joe Kernan is going to repeat a tired old debunked conspiracy theory that Anthony Fauci somehow orchestrated the COVID pandemic. And Joe Kernan is on the left. Wacky Rand Paul is on the right. Let's watch the video.
He's got pardon going forward, pardon going backwards. I don't know whether those stand up, but 2 years ago, David Sachs, I'm sure you know him, he said this explains exactly how he orchestrated the pandemic, or at least knew about gain of function research, and then changed his story. And I tweeted at the time, what can someone explain to me why Dems line up to defend this guy? Can you?
Yeah, I can explain it. First of all, Joe Kernan, you're a hack. You're not a real journalist. You're a joke. And second of all, the guy you're quoting, David Sachs, is not a scientist. In fact, he is a Trump stooge. He is Trump's AI czar. And we're going to watch David Sachs in the video that Joe Kernan actually reposted. And we're going to watch this and we'll come right back.
Fauci knew very early as February 1st of 2020, that COVID came from a lab leak. The scientists said so. All they had to do was look under a microscope and see the furin cleavage site, which is not naturally occurring. It's something that was added, basically bioengineered, to the virus in order to make it more transmissible in humans.
Okay. First of all, February 1st, that's about a month before the pandemic even kicked in. So David Sachs is lying right there. And no, scientists never said any such thing, David. Those are just the scientists in your mind or the ones that you've tried to buy off. Alrighty, and again, these kind of conspiracy theories are nothing new. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard, who was the director of national intelligence, released some of the same conspiracy theories last week, but her own documents didn't prove her claims about Fauci. CNN fact-checked Tulsi Gabbard. And what they said was, the documents that Gabbard released do not come close to proving that Fauci funded the Wuhan lab research that sparked COVID. While the documents included some discussions within the intelligence community, not the medical community, about the possible origins of COVID, they did not provide any clear answers. Also, the documents did not confirm Gabbard's claim that she made in a social media video that Fauci worked with intelligence officials to, quote, suppress the truth about his actions. So anyways, you know, and of course, as we reported recently, Tulsi Gabbard has been taking her instructions from a cult guru. They exchanged thousands of memos, and he was actually telling her what to do. So Tulsi Gabbard really doesn't have much credibility. And here's somebody else who doesn't have much credibility, who is also spreading COVID conspiracy theories. Oh, look, it's everyone's favorite ketamine addict, Elon Musk. And Elon Musk was making insane claims that USAID, which was a government charity that he helped destroy with Doge and Trump, he claimed that USAID was funding terrorism and created COVID. And the reason he's attacking USAID, which no longer exists, is because Representative Ro Khanna of California correctly noted that a Lancet study predicted a humanitarian disaster because all this money has been taken away from USAID. That money will not go around the world to help people who are in serious health, having serious medical or health problems. In fact, it predicted a staggering number of avoidable deaths that will occur by 2030 if that funding is not reversed. So Elon Musk went onto Twitter X, and he said, USAID funding was used for terrorism. Here's the reality. USAID was not directly responsible for any terrorism. What happened was a Syrian national who was charged in 2024 for illegally diverting more than $9 million in U.S.-funded humanitarian aid. That's who was actually doing the wrong thing, the Syrian national who was charged allegedly. I should say that. Also, Musk said USAID funding was central to the creation of COVID-19. And Musk is making this false claim because he's going to claim that USAID is guilty because they legally provided $53 million in funds to the Echo Health Alliance. The Echo Health Alliance did give legally $1 million to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China to study bat coronaviruses, not to intentionally create the COVID virus. In fact, that funding to study bat coronaviruses happened years before the COVID virus. So again, this has all been debunked. It's all old news. And you just have a sad, pathetic loser who reportedly is not even paying child support or as much as he's supposed to Ashley St. Clair, one of his baby's mamas. He needs to focus on taking care of his kids. All righty, those are all the stories we have for today. We have links to all of our stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, they're all paid influencers. They never back up their claims. They never have any evidence. We do, every single time. In fact, when people claim that we're lying in the comments below the video, we put more links down in the video and prove ourselves again. Do you think any of those right-wing podcasters do that? Hell no, because they're lying like hell and they just want the money. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this podcast. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this podcast, please hate and subscribe. If you hate me, definitely subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.